From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces have gathered at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term in office ends. The action comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Mr. Jammeh's term by 3 months under his newly declared state of emergency. Thousands of people, including cabinet ministers, are fleeing the country. The central market in Banjul was deserted Wednesday amid a heavy police presence throughout the downtown area. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagati, who commands Iraq's counterterrorism forces, called the success of the troops unprecedented, though he said there were still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State fighters this week discovered that a shrine to the prophet Jonah had been destroyed. The discovery confirms earlier reports that the tomb of Jonah, an important figure in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, had been leveled by the Islamic State group. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. Rudskoy said it was the first time Russia and Turkey's air forces had teamed up this way. It also marked the first public acknowledgement by Russia that they conduct airstrikes in Syria. This is VOA News.